The first plague to strike Egypt made little impression on Pharaoh and did not convince him to let the people of Israel go to worship the Lord in the desert. It was, however, a fearful warning, for the water of all the rivers, ponds, and reservoirs of Egypt had been changed into blood, and all the Egyptians dug along the Nile to get drinking water. 7 days later, the Lord said to Moses, "Go to Pharaoh and say to him, 'Let my people go so that they may worship me. If you refuse, I will plague your whole country with frogs. The Nile will teem with frogs. They will come up into your palace, into your bedroom and onto your bed, into the houses of your officials and on your people, into your ovens and kneading troughs.'" Moses went before Pharaoh and gave him this message, but the king would not listen. So the Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron to stretch out his hand with his staff over the waters of Egypt and make frogs come up in the land." So Aaron stretched out his hand with the staff over the streams and canals and ponds and reservoirs of Egypt, and a multitude of frogs came up from the Nile and from all the waters of Egypt. They filled the country from one end to another, covering the ground, entering the houses, hopping into the ovens and kneading troughs, into the stone jars, vessels and kitchen utensils, into the bedrooms and onto the beds. They were trodden underfoot, they leapt onto people as they sat, and crept over their faces when they slept. They were in the dishes, the food and the drink. They were even on Pharaoh himself. But the magicians were able to do the same things by their secret arts. They also made frogs come up in the land of Egypt, but they were powerless to prevent the country from being overrun by this pest. Soon Pharaoh himself could bear it no longer. He summoned Moses and Aaron and said to them, "Pray to the Lord to take the frogs away from me and my country, and I will let your people go to offer sacrifices to the Lord." The king was at last beginning to realize that even if the God of the Hebrews was the God of a nation of slaves, he was nevertheless a very powerful God. Moses said to Pharaoh, "I leave to you the honor of setting the time for me to pray for you and your officials and your people, that you and your houses may be rid of the frogs, except for those that remain in the Nile." "Tomorrow," Pharaoh said. Moses replied, "It will be as you say, so that you may know there is no one like the Lord our God. The frogs will remain only in the Nile." So Moses and Aaron left Pharaoh, and Moses cried out to the Lord about the frogs he had brought up into Egypt. And the Lord did what Moses asked. The frogs died in the houses, in the courtyards, and in the fields. They died throughout the whole land of Egypt. Only those in the Nile remained. The frogs were piled into heaps, and the country reeked of them. The stench of the dead frogs filled the land. But when Pharaoh saw that there was relief, he hardened his heart, just as the Lord had said. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron, stretch out your staff and strike the dust of the ground, and throughout the land of Egypt the dust will become gnats." They did this, and when Aaron stretched out his hand with his staff, the dust throughout the land of Egypt became gnats. They filled the air, swarmed over men and animals, and no one could escape them. But when the magicians tried to produce gnats by their secret arts, they could not, and they said to Pharaoh, "This is the finger of God." They understood at last that this was a divine warning, and that a greater power than theirs was at work. But Pharaoh's heart was hard, and he would not listen, just as the Lord had said. The appearance of frogs and gnats in Egypt at certain times of the year was a frequent natural occurrence, but the intensity of the phenomenon was supernatural. The Lord was striking a blow against the prestige of the gods of Egypt, many of which were represented by animals. He was also giving divine and unquestioned authority to his servant Moses. Next episode, the fourth, fifth, and sixth plagues.